A small group of high school students from Kotzebue are heading to villages in Chukotka next month. The Russian trip is part of a several-year effort to document the similarities between native dances in Alaska and Siberia. The students are making a film on the subject and learning a lot about their culture and themselves in the process. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
When Denali Whiting first heard about the film project, she thought it sounded like a fun little summer activity. That was 4 years ago. Now Whiting is getting ready to enter her senior year of high school, and she's something of an expert on a topic very few people know anything about.
The Russians and the Inupiaq people come from like the same people. There wasn't that dividing them a long time ago. It was all just one people, and we both live in a similar area. People haven't been making the connection how Russians are similar to us.
Whiting's grandmother didn't allow Eskimo dancing in her home. Missionaries said it would bring out the devil. That attitude slowly drained Kotzebue and other Alaska Native communities of their rich dance tradition. At the same time, the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union cut off the exchange of goods and ideas between villages on either side of the Chukchi Sea.
They're doing their dances over there in Russia, and we're doing ours in Alaska, and we don't know that we're doing the same thing, and we have some of the same stories.
Despite the odds, dance survived on both sides of the border. Whiting explains in a short film the students produced called Teaching the Dances.
From across the ice and snow, the people came from Chukotka, Point Hope, and Diomede. Even curtains of iron and walls of illusion did not stop us from finding each other and ourselves through the fog. And together, we pass on the dance as our legacy of motion.
We aren't really taught this at home, you know. We're not learning from our parents about our past.
Jackie Lambert is another senior working on the film project.
Like where everything began with dancing and everything and why it stopped and the language stopped and everything, you know. We just know that our culture is disappearing, but we don't really know what caused it or anything. And so we're trying to gather all that information before we lose it all.
The film already has a name, The Lost Dances, but Deanne Hamilton, who's leading the project, says it's not necessarily an accurate title. She says the dances may have been missing for a while, but they're coming back. For the last few decades, a younger generation in Kotzebue has been slowly learning the songs and motions from elders who remember. But Hamilton says the language barrier between the generations has made that process difficult.
Basically, it came down to the young people going, I don't understand you. And the elders going, okay, I'm just going to just do it. Just do what I do. And so it sort of changed the way dances were taught without a lot of the context that's usually passed on through talking about it and became more of a demonstration.
That language barrier also exists between the Russian and U.S. dancers. But when the students met a group of Chukotka dancers who traveled to Alaska to perform, they found that didn't matter. Jackie Lambert says it was an eye-opening experience.
We were interviewing them, and one of the Russian guys started singing a song, and one of their girls started dancing along to it, and I knew the song too, because I was a dancer for most of my life. And it was a song about a rabbit, and we both had the same exact movements, and the song was the same and everything, so it was cool. I danced with her even though I didn't know her, and that was really cool.
Lambert says a lot of the dances are similar, not just between Alaska and Russia, but around the Arctic. She and another student and dancer, Richard Atorek, point to the song Eya Eya and even agree to sing it. The words and the motions are the same as far away as Greenland. The students mostly used the word cool to describe their upcoming trip to Russia. They're excited to see how similar the cultures are firsthand. And Lambert says she's interested to explore the differences, too.
Our ancestors, they were the same way we were. So we can, relate to Russians and everything. But then, now that we're part of the United States, we're getting more modern things. So I would just like to see what kind of differences they had, because I know they changed in a different way than we did, but there's still a lot of connections between us.
The film project is meant to help the students develop lots of different skills, like media production, writing, and public speaking. But mentor Deanne Hamilton says the most important goal of the work isn't easy to teach, but comes naturally in the process.
All of these related skills they've been building, as well as building their confidence in who they are as Inupiaq people. And they realize now that they're older something that they didn't realize, which was more of a stronger connection to their culture.
After they return from Russia, the group will put together a full-length documentary. They have some funding from the National Geographic Society and hope it will eventually air on the organization's cable channel. But Denali Whiting says the film doesn't have to make it big to have an impact.
The media doesn't only have to be what you see on TV and what Hollywood is bringing us.
Whiting says the project proves even students in a far-off town like Kotzebue can tell their stories and hopefully help preserve and teach their culture in the process. For APRN, I'm Annie Feit.